Hello. So, I keep failing at getting this recording done for a multitude of reasons, external factors. In some ways, I'm like, maybe it's a sign. In other ways, I'm just like, just fucking get it done. Anyway, this is going to be a ramble, so if that's not your bag, bag out now. And it's going to be a year in review. Yes, it is September. Yes, I am doing a year in review in September. I am not big on New Year's. I think it's really kind of contrived, just like all the crap about it and resolutions and personal change. I don't know. I just find New Year's to be super contrived. So I am very soon to be turning 1 year older and decided that that is a good time to do a year in review. And it's fall. And I feel like fall is all about, I don't know, newness or what have you. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm sorry for any ums and uhs. I tend to do that when I'm rambling. I will try to keep it to a minimum. The last 12 months. Oh boy. Okay. It has been a wild, wild ride. It has been upside down, all around, inside out and backwards. If you would have mapped out what the last 12 months would have looked like and put it in front of me 18 months ago, 24 months ago, and said, does this seem likely? I would have probably told you you were fucking batshit crazy. But that's life, right? Life has a lot of surprises and takes you in a lot of unexpected directions. And I'm not big on regret, so I can't say I regret anything. It's just the way it is. It's been a tough year, tough 12 months in a lot of ways. This is not going to be a woe is me audio. It's going to be a sort of balanced audio. There have been a lot of positives, absolutely. Probably been more downs. At times it's felt like I've just been getting kicked while I'm already down. Maybe there haven't been more downs. Maybe it's just that they've been sort of bigger in magnitude, scale, impact. So it feels like there have been more of them, I think. But again, not here to sit here and tell a sob story because that's just not me. So we're going to start with the positives, because that's always a good place to start for me. One of the biggest positives is probably that for quite a while, I kind of lost myself. Which sounds like total bullshit cliche, but it happens, I guess. I sort of lost my voice, forgot how to speak up for myself, kind of forgot what I was about. Forgot what the strong version of me looks like. Wasn't coping very well with a lot of things. Wasn't confronting a lot of things. And just, yeah, was pretty unhappy in a lot of ways. Not all the time, and not certainly not for the duration. But I just didn't feel like myself for a lot of the last however long. And I feel a lot more myself these days, which is kind of strange given how things have gone, but I will take it. And I have a cat who is literally trying to claw his way up my arm. Quit it. So yeah, I found my voice again. I remember how to speak up for myself. I'm not shying away from the hard stuff like I was. I know I'm strong. I remember what it feels like to feel strong. And I'm coping and dealing with shit a lot better. And thank goodness for that, because there's a lot going on. I definitely think heading into this fall and winter, I think it's going to be a very challenging fall and winter. I think that's just the way it's going to be. That's reality right now. I think There's going to be a lot of adjusting to different. I think there's, you know, a likeliness that I'll be spending some holidays alone, and I'm not really even sort of kind of remotely used to spending holidays alone at all. There's just going to be a lot of change happening. Hopefully change that at the end of the day leads to better things. That's the idea, but, you know, you just don't know. So I'm going to try to keep it, you know, positive where it feels positive, but be okay with feeling shitty on the days it just feels shitty. But nonetheless, I feel like I'm in a much better place emotionally to, I guess, tackle whatever comes my way. So that's probably the best of the good. And that's a pretty big one. Other things this year, I got promoted, which is awesome because it was a long time coming. And that obviously came with a raise. And then very recently, I was just given a very surprise, unexpected additional raise, pretty significant one. So I am not complaining about that. It's nice to kind of be finally acknowledged for work that I've been doing for quite a while. I've gotten some new opportunities at work, new challenges. For a while, I was pretty burnt out on this particular job. Kind of lost my drive for it, my passion for it. Still potentially looking to make changes there. I'd like to still find something that I'm a lot more passionate about and that excites me more. Right now, my company is halfway across the country from where I am. And when you're a people person like I am, working alone 8 hours a day is not ideal. And that's what I do. So definitely looking for something that's going to be put me around people far more often than I am. I did recently join a cool co-working space. It's a co-working space that's has some really, really impressive entrepreneurs and business people working out of it. Some people are there full-time, like they have offices there full-time. Some people are like me, who are just sort of once-a-weekers or a couple days a week. But they have a lot of networking opportunities and events, and you just get to know some cool people, and that's been really, really nice. And I'm hoping that through that avenue, you know, I may find some new opportunities. That's the goal. But being proactive about it now for quite some time, I was just sort of passively letting it happen and not making new opportunities, not making room for new opportunities for myself. And I think I've changed that pretty recently. So that's good. Very good. Got to do some traveling this year in the last 12 months. God, this time last year, yeah, I was planning a trip to the UK. It was a really great trip. What else? What other travel have I done this year? I'm in DC a lot because of work. I'm in Chicago a lot because of other stuff, family stuff. I'm going to be in Denver more this year also because of work. Let's see, where else did I go? Oh, I went to New York to visit some friends. If you like to kayak, I like to kayak. If you like to kayak, I did this nighttime kayak on the Hudson. And it was really cool. It was just really awesome to see the skyline, you know, see New York from a completely different vantage point, I guess, viewpoint. It was just really neat to be out there at night. So if you're into kayaking and you're in New York City, I would recommend that. Got a really good bagel while I was there, which for a lot of people probably doesn't matter, but you don't understand how deep my love for bagels goes. And I live somewhere now that cannot make a good bagel for shit, so that was my primary goal going to New York, find a good bagel, and I did, and it was amazing. Ugh, I fantasize about that bagel now. Anyway, yeah, bagel. Actually, I wrote a whole blog post about the bagel. That's neither here nor there. I still do write, I just haven't been writing Reddit content things. I've been writing other stuff, I guess, that lives nowhere but on my computer. Where else did I go? I was in Texas at one point. Did I go to Charlotte this year or was that last year? I can't remember. Anyway, I'm going to Vegas in a couple weeks. It's for work, but there will be some fun in there too, but it's primarily for work. I'm traveling a ton in October for work. I can't say I'm excited about it. It's way more travel than I like to be doing. You know, at one point, probably before you do it, you sit there and think business travel sounds like really cool and glamorous and whatever. Yeah, no, it sucks. It doesn't totally suck. I mean, there are definitely highlights about it. I don't mind it when it's like not a lot, when it's not the majority of the time, but when it gets to be like more, it's just, I don't like it. It's just too much of a pain, too much of an interruption to my life. So I don't know where else I'd be going this year. Probably nowhere. I don't know. Money's going to be going toward other things. So we'll see. We'll see if I get anywhere else this year. I hope I do, because I have major wanderlust. Okay. We're ready at 11 minutes. Jesus Christ. Okay. For the not so good. Oh, and obviously another huge good. My sister had a baby, and that's awesome. And I'm an aunt, and it's great. Okay, that's amazing. But she's a bunch of hours away, and that sucks, because I don't get to see her. On the flip side, my mom in the last 6 months has had some pretty serious health issues. We thought one was going to resolve itself. And I'm sorry if there's cats in the background. They like to be loud. We thought it was going to resolve itself pretty quickly, and that turned out not to be the case. So there have been several months of sort of this boomeranging in the hospital, out of the hospital, in the hospital, out of the hospital. We think everything's fine. It's not fine. Just sort of this back and forth that's been really, really hard on everyone. Really hard on my mom, obviously. Really hard on my dad also. And then my sister's baby, unfortunately, was born with some health complications. She should be fine. Most of what they're finding and dealing with is stuff that she should grow out of pretty easily, pretty readily. So, but again, there's been some boomeranging in and out of the hospital. I've definitely been home more in the last few months than is typical for me. And then there's been this guilt factor with all that. Just, I can't always just drop my life here and be there when I want to be. And it's been really hard wanting to be there for everybody and only being able to do that to a lesser extent than I'd like to be. There's just times where I'd like to be two and three places at once, and there's just no way to do that. And so it's been hard to feel like, you know, I'm not ever in the right place, sort of, kind of, if that makes sense. So that's been tough. What else? Friends, that's been an interesting scenario this year. I guess they'd say, I don't know. Some people have shown up when I didn't expect them to. And some people that I would have expected to have shown up haven't. I guess that's just the way it goes. And it's certainly not been like all bad or anything like that. There's just been ups and downs, but I think, I don't know, I guess that's probably pretty typical all in all. So, anyway, it's been kind of a formative year, for sure, which again sounds kind of cliche, but it's pretty true. The last few months in particular have been, I don't know, it's like I kind of passively sat on my ass and bitched about a lot of things for a really long time and didn't do anything about it, and I'm finally doing something about it. Is it perfect? Is it changing quickly? Is it gonna fix everything tomorrow? Hell no. But I'm trying, and we'll see what happens. And it's gonna take a lot of, I guess, effort or whatever to keep myself on the path of trying and not just sort of sitting back again and letting it all go. But hopefully I can keep down a path of forward momentum, I guess, is really the thing I'm going for. The other thing is I've in the last couple of months really been working on trying to change, I guess, my reactions to other people. I am always going to be a feeling person. I'm not going to make apologies for it. That's who I am. I'm always going to be sensitive and sensitive to other people. Not sensitive in like a super thin skin, like wussy kind of way, but just, I don't know. I sense how other people are feeling and react to it and respond to it, and I'm pretty concerned with how other people are doing and, you know, how they're doing in relation to me. And that's the part that I've been seriously working on. So I'm going to read a thing, even though we're at like a million minutes, because it's kind of the thing that when I start kind of going to that place where I'm reacting, maybe overreacting to a way someone's being or something someone said, it's something I keep going back to. And you can definitely listen to it and be like, that is the cheesiest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. That's fine. I mean, it's not a perfect thing, but the overarching message is one that I need to remind myself of pretty often. So I'm just going to read it. And yeah, it says, let's see. It's easy to feel uncared for when people aren't able to communicate and connect with you in the way you want. And it's so hard not to internalize the silence as a reflection on your worth. But the truth is that the way other people operate is not about you. Most people are so caught up in their own responsibilities, struggles, and anxiety that the thought of asking someone else how they're doing doesn't even cross their mind. They aren't inherently bad or uncaring. They're just busy and self-focused. And that's okay. It's not evidence of some fundamental failing on your part. It doesn't make you unlovable or invisible. It just means that those people aren't very good at looking beyond their own world. But the fact that you are, that despite the darkness you feel, you have the ability to share your love and light with others is a strength. Your work isn't to change who you are. It's to find people who are able to give you the connection you need. Because despite what you feel, you are not too much. You are not too sensitive or too needy. You're thoughtful and empathetic. You're compassionate and kind. And with or without anyone's judgment or affection, you are enough. Do I 100% like agree with all of that? No. I'm just taking certain things from it. And probably the thing that I've been taking most from it is that the way other people react, and the way that they sometimes treat you isn't a reflection on you. And I'm one of those people who can very easily feel like hurt by something someone says. Not hurt, that's kind of the wrong thing to say. I guess it's easy to me to feel like I'm being rejected by friends, coworkers, whomever. And feel like because they don't display or show friendship, affection, likability, whatever, the same way I do, I sometimes misread it in my head as them not liking me, not wanting me around, rejecting me on some level, or telling me that I'm bad and they don't like what I'm about. And that's really not the case at all, you know? People are different and people do relationships, all kinds of relationships, differently. And there are times when I'm gonna feel a certain way, say a certain thing, and it's not going to be reciprocated, and that's okay. At this point, I'm to a point where I'm just going to live my truth, and it's okay if that truth looks different than someone else's, or is manifested differently than someone else's, if that makes sense at all. Like, my best friend, we're both really, really busy people. She's insanely busy, more so than I am even. And so there are times when we go a really long time with just no communication. And there have been times where, you know, I've tried and she just hasn't, like, been able to get back to me quickly, or has, but we haven't really talked. And there have been times when I've taken that to mean that she lost interest in me, lost interest in our friendship. And that has never, ever been the case. Like, not once, ever. And so now I'm to the point where I fully recognize that and I know that, and Like, right now, we've been trying to have a conversation on the phone for 3 weeks, probably, and it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, I have a lot going on right now, a lot of big things. I'd really like to talk to her, but I'm to the point where I realize the fact that we haven't isn't because she doesn't want to. It isn't a reflection on how much she values me or our friendship. It's just life, you know? So, yeah, I'm definitely living that very differently these days, and that's been a big change. And I think it's a really positive change. It's not always easy, and I don't always get it right. But I don't know. I guess that's the thing about being a person and life, is that you can always be changing and things can always be changing, and what is today doesn't necessarily have to be tomorrow. Wow, I sound like, I don't even know. I don't even meditate, but I sound like some kind of, I don't even know what I sound like, sorry. Anyway, that's where I'm at. That's my truth. It is what it is. Take it or leave it. Okay, now that I've been rambling for 100,000 years, I think that's all I've got. So, you know, I have no idea what the next 12 months is going to bring. I can hope that it's more good than bad. I can hope that some of the changes I'm making are going to prove to be positives. I know for a fact that it's probably going to be a while before it feels that way. You know, but it is what it is. So, still happy to be in it, I guess. All right. Bye.